from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Good morning, Metroplex. We have reached a Friday here on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Got the entire morning squad with you. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt, getting you ready for the Raiders tomorrow night on this radio station, and Peyton Russell live on the FanCam, Twitch, and YouTube. I think after 4 days, 5 days, I finally hit my arrival time to the station correctly with morning traffic.
You were, because like the first 2 days of the week, you were struggling to get here.
Struggling.
The next 2 days, you beat everybody.
Too early.
You beat Peyton almost.
It's like porridge.
Right. You know? Too hot, too cold, yeah. and finally you get it on the final day.
Yeah, so I was like convinced I just have to take the back roads now with the new 6 a.m. start time, and I was like, okay, but then the last 2 days took me directly on the highways. I don't know whether Monday, Tuesday was an early school rush. I don't understand why, since kids are not in school at 6 a.m., but maybe it's just a matter of accidents out there on the road and delays, so I don't believe that this is the ultimate final solution. Every morning is going to be different.
I'm lucky I got here on time today.
Oh, no.
What's that guy's name? Dom Herrera, your
Toretto?
Hero?
Dom Herrera?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who's your actual
hero? LaGreca?
Toretta or whatever.
Dominic Toretto? Yeah. Dom Herrera is a
comedy
comedian.
Store Dom Herrera. I was driving like him out there trying to get in today because the alarm went off. And as I tend to do at 5 a.m., I wake up and I start rubbing my eyes, and then I go up front and I kind of flop down on the couch, went right back to sleep. And then I open my eyes and looked and saw it's 5:22, and yeah. I need to get dressed and run out the door.
My son is totally destroying my sleep, as every night now he goes to sleep at around 10 p.m. Like, I can sit there and get away with it and going to sleep earlier, but he's not just going to his bed and going to sleep. I have to wait for him to pass out upstairs in the family room and then carry him on over. And that's why I'm taking Celebrex now for my back, carrying that kid. 877-881-1053.
What's he weigh now?
Oh, I want to say 40, 35, 40. Okay. I want to say something like that, but he thick.
There will come. There.
That's what the doctor says. This boy thick.
You two C's.
There's a Sharif. You will pick him up for the last time at some point and not know it's the last time, and that will hit you.
Okay.
Does it hit you with the boy as much as it does with the girl typically?
See, I hate that. Don't start that.
I know, Bobby the other day,
Bobby acts like the girls are the only kids.
Bobby tried to give me this.
Act like
No. The idea of carrying, generally you stop carrying the boy in earlier than you would carry the girl in, typically.
Okay, man, I could buy that.
Because they're going to weigh more, heavier.
Yeah, typically, yeah. The boy's going to be heavier, and the boy's going to try and be more independent, whereas the girl's going to, like, lean a little bit more. So that one is going to hit later and be a little more jarring.
Bobby tried to give me this talking to the other day. He's like, I think that being the boy to a daughter has already changed you.
And I'm seeing it.
And I was like, how so? And he couldn't really give me any concrete evidence. I mean, the listener's the one to decide.
That's right.
Am I nicer? Am I more pleasant? Am I less combative? Has my temper gone down? I think all those things have probably stayed the same.
I think the fact that two people emerged without any blood at 10:20 yesterday shows that you've been softened.
All right. So we have a lot to get to. Yesterday in Oxnard, Brandon Cooks leaves with some knee soreness. Is that CeeDee Lamb leverage? And Dak Prescott trying to come up with a Colin Cowherd-esque, because that's all Cowherd does is theories. A Colin Cowherd-esque theory on Dak. And one of my crazy weird theories is fatherhood maybe giving him this release. Whereas if you're sitting here like us in a local market and you have a kid, you're probably going to be more tied down. I think the opposite is taking place for Dak Prescott, where he's like, you know what? There's more important things than being the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And I can go anywhere as long as I have my daughter and my fiance. Are they engaged? I don't know if they're engaged. My girlfriend, my other half, and my daughter. I can go anywhere and do this. He's acting like it. He's talking like it. And that is my Dak theory, as yesterday he was talking about his money.
Yeah. I mean, well, when you think about that theory that you have there.
You'd think roots, right, would grow more into the ground when you have your child in the city you don't want to pick up and leave. But I feel like Dak, it has done kind of the opposite and let him see the rest of the NFL and the landscape as, hey, it's not the end-all, be-all to be the Cowboys quarterback. Yeah, that's just a theory.
No, I don't think it's a bad theory, because when you think about it, think about the individual who is so career-focused and, oh, I'm gonna go work in New York City, and I'm going to do this. And then the kid pops up and they go, I got to move to the suburbs. I got to get out of here. This is not going to. And it may just be, I got a family now. I can't just be worried about, oh, my dream of being the Cowboys quarterback. I got to figure out what's actually right for me. But Dak Prescott was speaking with the media yesterday, and it's dangerous, I think, sometimes to, with stories like these, get hung up on a single word or a single sentence and take too much from that, because people just can speak a little freely and sometimes say things a little flippantly and not say what they mean. But Dak's quote yesterday about his contracts, he said, contract negotiation, he said, good conversations are going on. I'll say that. A lot of confidence that something will get done. I'm not putting that much thought into hoping it gets done now, hoping it gets done in a couple weeks during the season or whenever it happens. I just know conversations are on the right way. The fact that he says during the season.
Wow.
And then he said something later to Jory Epstein in an interview where he said something similar to, if it gets done now, if it gets done during the season. That's the first time I've heard him say,
yeah,
I am open to talking. Like, I'm not going to table talks just because we're into the season.
Yeah.
And that's big for the Cowboys.
And then at the end of the interview, he said, whatever happens, I'll be good. I see all the coffee cups right now in the YouTube from Cam, Chris, Sports, JT the Piper, Pick and Pop, Jose, JT, Buddy, all doing the Friday morning coffee with each other. So that was Dak Prescott talking yesterday about the money.
The negotiating during the season is an interesting one, because I feel like that was one piece of leverage that he had in terms of getting a deal done. Like, it was one, you know what I mean? It was like it was another added piece. Like, hey, you guys, you got
a cutoff point.
2.5 weeks to get this thing done. The moment we get to install day, I'm done. I'm not talking anymore. And that puts that could put a, you know, Jerry likes to have deadlines. This is like, Jerry loves working with a deadline. Now this doesn't give him a deadline. Now it's an open-ended deadline.
Or does it put more pressure on him? Because the quote he gave to Jory was, to say I'm free, because he said, I'm free right now. He said, to say I'm free means I'm in no rush, whether it happens before camp, during the season, or at the end of the season when other people have opportunities, which is obviously talking about, you know, the rest of the league and everything else. My focus and mindset that allows me to be free is, hell, I'm getting paid a lot of money to play the game that I love right now, and I'm not going to cheat that for one bit. I'll give everything to my teammates and not stress about this, because I have to make sure I go home and give everything to these two, talking about his daughter and his girlfriend. And does that put more pressure on Jerry to basically, where Dak's saying, I have no rush to get this done, nothing. And so in order to make me get this done, whatever, it's got to be 100% what I want.
There's also a comfort with him that he knows he's going to get paid. He's good. He's good no matter what. Should we be worried about Brandon Cooks and the knee soreness? Or do I write this on my possible house of cards.
It needs to be monitored. Now, he left practice yesterday with a knee issue, with knee soreness, and it's one that they're saying, it's not serious right now, but, you know, it bears monitoring. I think anytime you're talking about an aging player who is, his entire game is built on speed and, you know, the ability to cut and those sort of things, if you're starting to tell me that that aging player is dealing with random joint soreness or soreness in the lower body and is having to leave practice over it, that to me is a concern for, okay, is this some sort of beginning of a breakdown or some sort of hint that there is an issue that could get worse? That's a concern, and that would be as big as a boost to CeeDee Lamb's negotiations as anything.
And the other side could be is, did CeeDee call him up and was like, hey, psst, psst,
psst. take a dive.
Just get her. I'll get you a cut. I'll gas up your plane for you for the offseason.
And if something happens to Cooks, knock on wood, and Lamb isn't around, if I'm Dak, I might be signing that deal yesterday real quick rather than go through a season to show the rest of the NFL my passing attack with Jalen Tolbert. And
or would that make him more money if he has a good year?
Oh, it would make
him $70 million.
Yeah, if he has a really, really good year, I'd be scared of that.
You know what the chatter is about CeeDee, by the way, yesterday, that everybody was going nuts about?
That he was doing push-ups off a medicine ball?
That he's 14 pounds heavier this year. He is. You want to talk about thick? Look at this is thick right here. Look at him. He looks built.
Wow, oh, yeah.
He's bigger. And wow. So... Now you're gonna take away some of his agility. Is he not gonna be as quick, as nimble? But man, he's locked in terms of that workout. So that's why the Cowboys aren't concerned.
You know what it
either.
Is, he saw the fan text all week saying we ain't paying a slot receiver $34 million, and he said I ain't no slot.
Micah Parsons slot shaming. Micah Parsons spending some time after practice with extra conditioning for Mozzie Smith, who may have made a tremendous mistake by getting the Cowboy ink. He got the Dallas Cowboys star tattooed right there on the arm, and the internet was racking up the regret-o-meter.
Yeah, I mean, look, you may want to feel more on solid footing before you decide to do something like that, figuratively and literally. Like, you want to maybe make sure you don't get blown off the ball so much. You want to make sure that you have a sturdy base before you go get a Cowboys tattoo. But I definitely see what Micah's interest would be, spending extra time afterwards, because Micah's scouting reputation is on the line. This is like Broadus trying to make sure Joey Harrington hits. Because it's like, man, I've said a lot about this guy. Micah needs Mozzie to be good, because he's got receipts that he has to worry about now on the internet.
I stopped in my tracks last night as I read Bobby's email prep.
I know what you're going to say, Hart.
And it went right to, I love what Mike McCarthy did here. Mm. And I was waiting next sentence and waiting for the final sentence for the sarcasm and for the joke. And it did not come after Mike McCarthy chided their defensive lineman for shoving the assistant. Bobby saved all the chiding and all the sarcasm for Maggie Gray before our 5:30 snacks and what she had to say about it.
Dear God, by the way, Tolos, I'm very sorry for those of you that are up between 5 and 5:30 and have to listen to that woman. She's not very good at all. And blaming that guy, the intern, for getting pushed down because you got to have your head on swivel. What are you doing there? Well, his job is to stand there and mimic being the quarterback, you idiot. But anyway, that aside, Albert Huggins, of course, shoving down that Rams assistant and drawing the ire of Rams coaches, Cowboys coaches, getting kicked out of practice. And Mike McCarthy was asked about it later. Said he's got to be smarter. He said, obviously, his behavior is unacceptable. It's something that's been addressed. He's apologized, and I'm comfortable with his apology. I was obviously on the offensive side of the field when it happened. I had a chance to talk to Mike Zimmer and Sean McVay. When it did happen, we removed him from practice. Frankly, when I saw the video a few hours later after the practice, I called Sean again. His response to me was, you'd have been proud the way your coach has reacted. I just want to make sure that behavior is unacceptable. Emotional discipline in that moment, that's not what we're about, and he clearly understands that. So, Mike McCarthy's reputation and one of his big check marks in his favor has always been the way players feel like he's their ally. Like, he's not going to throw them under the bus. And it's a fine line to walk when you have to hold somebody publicly accountable. And so I think it was good the way that he, you know, talked about, hey, Huggins understood this. I accept his apology, while also communicating, how it was unacceptable, and I like that he drove home the point of it was unacceptable in the moment, and then I went home and I saw the video, and I felt the need to call Sean McVay and say, hey, I need to talk to you about this again. I'm sorry, because that was awful.
The Atlanta Falcons making some more Dallas Cowboys jealous moves, at least through my lens. They add Justin Simmons. I didn't even realize Justin Simmons was still out
there. The Bronco, huh?
And available. The Denver Bronco going with Matt Judon for some defensive pieces.
Dude, they are all in. They literally are all in.
The real all in.
Yeah, the real all in. Now, we are at 9 straight years of a team selected in the top 8 that makes the playoffs.
Ooh.
Okay.
Interesting stat.
And I do believe we are going to make it to 10. I'm sorry, not even just make the playoffs. That wins our division.
We may have to add that in my Fave 5
yes.
stat.
So it's 9 straight years a team selected in the top 8 has won their division. And I think the easy ones are Atlanta and Chicago. Those are right. Those will be the ones.
I'm not saying right on Chicago yet.
But those are the easy. Excited. Like those are the easy. Those are the ones. The first two that would come to your mind.
Yeah,
probably.
Even though Chicago's in a better division because they got 2 teams better than them, but still, like that's Atlanta is definitely a team that I think you have to worry about. You know, not worry about winning the title, but making the playoffs.
What does your sneaker game look like? How would the prenup look? And a Friday edition of the Payload. All on the way for the 6 a.m. Club. Glad you are waking up with us to get you to your weekend with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fam.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
2-2. And there's a high drive hit to left center field. Jankowski back. He turns. He looks. And that one's off the wall. It takes a funky carom rolling along the wall towards center field. And Tavares boots it. Farmer around second. Heads to third. Tommy Watkins waving him home. The relay throw from Smith hits the mound. And diving in safely is Farmer on what will likely be scored an extra base hit and probably an error as the ball got by Leody Tavares following a funky carom off the wall.
All these Ranger games are being decided at the very end. Last night did not turn out the best. They lose the opener against Minnesota 3-2 in Arlington on 105.3 The Fan. And Cody Bradford continuing a very nice month of August. He's given up 6 earned in 3 starts over 14 innings. So a very nice beginning of the season to Cody Bradford and a nice August coming back from the injury.
Yep, kind of a bummer that he was, he got banged up and had to miss some time. Bassett, I thought, did a really nice job talking about how you could tell when he was starting to labor a little bit, getting a little tired. That inside the park home run, that was a disaster of a play. It's a little league home run. It really is. Mistakes happen. I get it. It's just, caroms out there in the outfield, but there's no reason that somebody should get an inside the parker on that one. I mean, they probably shouldn't even get a triple on that play if you really want to go to it.
So the Astros are up 3 games in the AL West over the Seattle Mariners. Seattle, after going on a little bit of a run, has now lost 3 straight. The Astros have won 8 straight, and the Rangers are 10 back.
Yeah, and all the momentum killed, by the way, the other night from Boston.
I know. I was going to set them off on this nice little run.
I half expected Bassett in here during crosstalk to tell us yesterday, like, maybe this is the game that sends this team on a run like he's done on Bally before. But, no, this is the way that they've lost games consistently all year, is that they do a good job, you know, keeping things in check and giving the offense a chance, and then the offense just doesn't do anything to repay it and repay the opportunity.
My favorite baseball story comes out of Milwaukee. Did you see the Malibu Sand story?
This is the owner, Adanasio.
Yeah.
He apparently has been bulldozering sand off the beach in Malibu to put on his own private beach or whatever.
It's like stealing the sand.
He's literally
from Malibu.
Bringing sand to the beach.
Yeah, is it like we've been to the
beaches?
He's
literally taking sand from the beach.
Yes, we've been to the beaches in L.A. Like in Oxnard. That is the thickest, fluffiest sand you're ever gonna find. Is there no sand on his beach?
I don't know.
Does he want more sand? Is it a playpen? What is this for?
Apparently, like, neighbors are now suing him for using excavators for a public natural resource, and he's like destroying the water and leaving gas and dirt and pollution.
I'm just picturing an excavator going and scooping up a bunch of sand and then just having to like 5 miles per hour just like truck it over somewhere else to dump
down
it.
Down the street.
What type of sicko is like, let's steal the sand?
My sand.
I'm a billionaire. I'm a professional sports team owner. I'm not paying for sand.
And you
jack it.
You're in this $3 million house, but you're driving a Corolla because you can't afford anything else because all the money's in the house. And I'm just going to steal your sand.
Stealing the sand out of Milwaukee. That is the accusation. Travis Kelce is accusing the media in San Francisco of having terrible, terrible George Kittle. Sorry.
Yeah,
I was thinking of the best tight end, not Bobby's best tight end.
You got it right the second time.
George Kittle roasting San Francisco media for their shoe game.
I think before we begin, so you guys are out there at every practice. You guys watch us all the time, but there's a special teams period where I catch some footballs, and I like to observe you guys. And you guys really need to up your sneaker game. It's absolutely atrocious. I got some Vomeros. Those are fire. And Grant wears Vans every single day. New Balances. They look like Vans. Yeah, those are Vans. It's okay. But you wear those every day, so I need you to switch those up. But I observe all your guys' shoes, and I am disappointed in you guys as a community. So if we could up those, please. It's year 8, guys. Let's figure this out together. Okay, now it's all you guys.
Man, I'm trying to think of the combination from sports media of eating and shoe game is probably the ugliest sights of any group of workers in the entire country.
I do believe that the men in sports media, the women are not like this. The men in sports media
later
are the most socially awkward. It's the most socially awkward crop of employees, I think, of any genre.
Yeah.
Maybe with the exception of like scientists.
Yeah.
You know, like people who work for NASA.
Yes.
You know, or people who work on the aliens the alien people in Area 51 that we saw on Independence Day.
Those, is that you thought that was a documentary?
Yeah, Independence Day. They were kind of socially awkward. But I think sports media is right there.
At what age on the fan text do you give up on your shoes? I have given up, and I gave up a long time ago. Sometimes I think to myself, all right, in order to look like I have some type of style or shoe game, I'm just going to go to the mall one time and buy 7 pairs of shoes. Like, I'm going to get out of the way with one big major purchase, and then I can come in with different shoes that I pick from the closet. But I loved shoes when I was a kid, getting different shoes. I can name all the different ones and weird players I bought them after, with Gary Payton and Antoine Walker, obviously Michael Jordan and the Reebok pumps. But I gave up a long, long time ago when it came to shoes.
24. When I got married, I stopped giving an S about buying. I used to spend a lot of money on sneakers. Like, I mean, I would go, like, it's those $220 releases, or it's like, all right, I'm going to go get those. Or I'd spend like $120 on Air Maxes and get a bunch of different colorways and stuff like that. So, yeah, I gave up when I was 24, but I used to care a lot.
Pepe?
It's gotten better as I've grown older, but as a kid and, you know, going through high school, I had the same pairs of shoes for like 2 years, then I get a new one. Like, I just never cared that much about it. I mean, like, I had like nice shoes here, some boots, but like as in tennis shoes, I just wore the same ones all the time.
So you go opposite. How many pairs of shoes do you have right now that you consider nice tennis shoes you could pick from?
I mean, I have 3 that I wear just like as like just running shoes or whatever, but like, and then I have like a Cole Haan shoes that I can wear with like dress pants, so, and then boots.
There's like a dress pair.
Okay.
A pair of dress shoes. Yeah. My I've worn one pair of shoes. I have one pair of sneakers and then I wear them until they're dead and then I buy a new one.
Yep.
I don't like have like 3 or 4, but I used to just go like whatever. There's a website like Joe's New Balance Outlet. All these shoes like $30. I used to go there. But you know, like that is more for comfort. Sarah's like, she got me these. Now it's like whatever she wants me to have. Like whatever she wants me to, whatever she says to wear,
yeah,
that's what I wear. So the shoes I have now are nice. Like they're cool. They're all white shoes. But I wear them every day. And that's a problem.
I find it funny, you know, George Kittle crapping on everyone's shoe game. How many free pairs of shoes does he get?
Right.
You know, when's the last time he walks in and pays anywhere? I would crap on George Kittle's hair game if I was in that media and talking about his WWE mullet.
Surprised Grant Cohn didn't. I'm surprised that George Kittle addressed Grant Cohn by name and even like talked to him. But it was also
that's
to embarrass him.
That's the irritating reporter out there.
Yeah, that's the little troll man. Yeah. And but I mean, it was to also like kind of tell him like, oh, you got Vans on New Balances and Kittle, and they're Vans actually.
They're Vans. You don't even
nice try.
The most likable man in the National Football League to me is not George Kittle. It is easily
Dak Prescott.
It is not Dak Prescott, especially after training camp with us. but it is Jameis Winston, who was mic'd up.
He's a content machine.
Yes. Get him his own damn radio show and podcast, please. That's the real bidding war. Not for Tom Brady.
No.
It's for Jameis when he's done.
Dude, can't wait. He is
He's Mike Leach. That's what he is to me.
That's a really good way to put it. He is Mike Leach. Here he is, mic'd up, because I love this, because you always have the game, and then like a few days later, you get the mic'd up portion. And you get the mic'd up portion of Jameis Winston before their preseason game.
Hello.
What's up, sir?
Good to see
you. I like your helmet look. That's a good look.
Thank you. I'm into motorcycles, so I'm going for the biker look. Hey, Trey. Welcome to the NFL, man. You gotta love it, right? Let's just be right here where we at. The most important thing is your specific play. Be obsessed with the simplicity of the game. Welcome to the league, boy. Welcome. Let's go, baby. Let's be obsessed with greatness. Let's be obsessed with energy. Let's be obsessed with the execution of it.
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Happy to be in your business, in your establishment. Now we teammates. Let's get it, boy. Dominate, boy. You look good. You play good. You feel good, all right? Together, the message is simple. Be obsessed with your opportunity. All of us that came from wherever we from, but we got it right here and we got it right now. So be obsessed with your opportunity. I got one thing for y'all, man. All right, I just want y'all to help me out because I know we're a team, all right? I had this in my dream, all right?
Come on.
All right, when I say where my dogs at, y'all say we ready, all right? Where my dogs at?
We ready.
Where my dogs at?
We ready.
Now, I'm about to spell the Browns out and I know we one team, man, okay? I'm going to spell the Browns out. I'm going to go B-R-O-W-N-S. And you're going to say, let's get it. All right. With my B-R-O-W-N. That's it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
3, family on me. 1, 2, 3, family.
Oh, my God. He's so golden. Here's a serious question, though. If you're interviewing Jameis before he was drafted and he showed even 50% of this, how could you have taken him number one? There's no way you could have. I didn't hear any of this when he was coming out. I think he was good on the whiteboard with John Gruden. That's all I heard, like X's and O's. But if Jameis Winston interviewed like this as a prospect, what are you doing? I'm definitely not taking him number one. I'm loving him, but I'm not taking him number one.
I think when you factor in the other aspect of, you know, stealing the crab legs and everything else that was going on, he probably was going to be on his just, you need, I bet every recommendation was, you need to be buttoned up as possible. Yeah. And as you're sitting in front of the parole board basically right now trying to, am I rehabilitated? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I'm rehabilitated. That was where he was at. And so I think he's always kind of been this guy, and it's just given the pre-draft process, it was, he had to tighten up a little bit, and right, you got to be on your best behavior.
And I wonder, like, what do the teammates find this corny? Do they find this like refreshing? And how does Deshaun Watson feel? Like the backup quarterback, I guess we should ask Tony Romo what it's like for the backup to be more popular than you in the locker room. But like,
because it happened to him, yeah.
Right? But like the backup,
that was his point,
Bob, is absolutely more likable than the starter. It's not even close. Like absolutely more likable, and it's got to feel. I guess it feels weird for Deshaun. Maybe he doesn't care.
It's more popular with fans. I don't think in the locker room it typically is an issue. But I mean, Jameis's whole, I don't think it comes off as corny because it's not Russell Wilson. Like, it sounds, it's like it's authentic. Mm. It's who he is. And so I don't think it rubs anybody the wrong way because he's being who he is. The problem with somebody like Russell Wilson is you're a fraud. This is not you. You are not, this is not a real person I'm talking to.
Are cassettes coming back? Why didn't she spit on the ball last night? And Peyton Russell wants to spice up your wieners. It's a Friday edition of The Payload next on Sean and RJ.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean, gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, and Peyton just does board hopping.
That is right. It is a special Friday edition of The Payload here. Thursday, we were postponed, but now we got it back on Friday. It's a payload on a payday, gentlemen. Check your bank accounts.
Oh, that's right.
It's payday, baby. It's payday. So we started off with this.
Congratulations, IRS.
Look, you know, Sean's big on the meats, right? He's a big grill guy. RJ eats the meats. Bobby doesn't let his meat touch each other, you know? So
mine is the best sound out of those three.
Hang on.
Bobby has the fun plates, you know? Whenever he eats, he doesn't let any food touch each other. That's what I'm getting at, Chop. Come on. It's 6:40. Let's go. So I've been up all night thinking about this.
Sure. This is a fascinating food take I've never heard before.
Look, so when you get meat together, chicken, pork, whatever it is, you know, brisket, ground beef, you season it, right?
Yes.
Why don't we season our hot dogs? I've never known that. Are we just satisfied with the taste of the hot dog or what? Like, we put condiments on it, we'll throw onions, relish, whatever. We don't season it, though, or at least I do. I've never seasoned. I've never known anyone to season their hot dogs. Do you season it?
No. What made you think of this, and what have you seasoned yours with, and what would you season it with?
I've never seasoned it. Okay. And you're going to ask, you asked, why'd you think of this? I don't know. I was making dinner this week, and I was, you know, putting the Blanco, Meat Church Blanco, on the pork chops, you know, which was really good. And I was thinking, I was like, okay, I seasoned pork chops. And I was like, I don't season the hot dogs,
all right,
man.
Here's my answer. I have a couple answers. What?
No, go ahead.
Number one, when people talk about seasoning food, like 95% of the time they're talking about salt. A hot dog has plenty of salt. Plenty.
That is what I was thinking.
Don't ever add salt on a hot dog. Just look at the back of the sodium content.
Oh, no, please don't. You ruin your day.
Number one. Number two, the seasoning of a hot dog that you're talking about comes with the toppings, sir.
Yeah.
It's the ketchup, it's the mustard, it's the relish, it's the onion.
But you can't do that with a burger, you know, right? You wouldn't just throw a patty on the grill and not season it, right?
Well, if you get a package of ground beef, there's no salt in it, like, or there's no salt compared to a hot dog.
Right.
Like, it needs some of that Blanco, it needs some of those seasonings. Now, you want to pepper a hot dog? go for it.
Never seen that. Have you seen that?
No.
Never
seen I haven't that. Seen it. No. I'm just trying to think of different things for
just
pain.
A little garlic powder. You know, that's
okay,
all. A little garlic
right.
dog.
I'll try it out. Put you some of your truffle oil, truffle butter on it.
Yeah. Put some truffle butter on it. Absolutely. I think like a hot dog, like nobody eats. The hot dog already has the taste in it.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you said, there's a lot of sodium in it for one. Also, it's not a cuisine. It's not a delicacy. You have it. You have it because it's easy to do. It's already pre-cooked.
It's like a deli meat. You're not seasoning your sliced turkey. Sure. By the way, adding to the air fryer chicken wing discussion, put your hot dogs in your air fryer.
Okay, I've not tried this.
Oh, man, yes.
Not tried
if you're not
going to
fire up the grill.
Yeah.
You're not going to go outside, put them in that. But you don't you never salt a hot dog, obviously.
Yeah, that's it, because it is. It's like half salt already, the entire thing. Is now, it did when he wrote it. I was like, I think I'm going to try it now. Maybe a good dry rub my wiener is what I'll do. And
there's your National Tell a Joke Day. RJ.
Told you I'd come through.
August 16th, baby. National Tell a Joke Day.
No, now, when you come up with these ideas, did you speak this out loud with Mackenzie?
I did, and she said, "Please don't talk about this. This is a weird topic." And I said, "That means it's perfect, perfect for the show, perfect for the payload."
That's why we love it.
This is an idea that somebody I would talk to who smokes a lot of weed would come up with.
Yes, Roy was listening yesterday.
Oh,
he texted me about the vasectomy.
But yeah, so I just wiener. You know, text on 877-811-1053. Do you spice up your wieners? It's something that we got to try. You know, got to try it. Fire up the
You
grill.
Try and tell us.
All right, I will. I'll make hot dogs for the show. How about that?
Ooh.
I'll bring in some dogs.
All right.
All right. Dogs. And you got to decide if, you know, what seasoning is on it.
Can't wait for a 6 a.m. hot dog.
Yeah. No, you season it and bring them in.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. All right. So we talked about the wieners. Now we got to talk about the spit. This is, I don't know why this girl is still relevant. Talk to a girl. And the Mets, shame on you. The New York Mets had Hawk to a Haley Welch, I believe her name is. They had her throw out the first pitch yesterday afternoon against the A's. And I don't know where they come up with these little gimmicks. You know, if they think it's fun, you know, they're giving her a platform that it's past. You know, we talked about it months ago. You know, how long will Hawk to a girl be here? She's past her due. You know,
I agree. It's done and over with, but RJ had the best take on this.
Oh, thank you.
The missed opportunities.
What a miss. What a miss by the New York Metropolitans. And by her.
She doesn't want to embrace it like
no.
that.
No.
That's her problem.
She should have hawked to it all over the baseball before she threw it.
Yes.
Absolutely.
A spitball.
A spitball. It's a banned pitch.
Brilliant.
Created a firestorm. Instead, she throws out the first pitch like everybody else. Very, very basic. Machine Gun Kelly's was better.
Yeah.
At least Machine Gun Kelly threw it in the stands.
Yeah.
This was just a regular first pitch to the other girl in the video. Right?
Nobody knows the other girl was the catcher?
That was the catcher. The Mets should have given out baseballs with fake loogies on them that said Hawk Tua on it.
Yes.
What a miss.
Yes.
How are we not in charge? We need to be in charge of every team's marketing. Major League Baseball would actually, this is a miss by Major League Baseball.
Yeah,
it would actually have some standing.
If you're going to lean into, if you're going to go with that bit, you're going to go after it and bring her in. You've got to like actually lean into the bit. Like, did they introduce her as? I imagine they did not introduce her as Hawk to a girl over the PA.
Oh.
So did they say Haley Welch? And a lot of people are going, "Who is that?" Like, I have no idea who this is, because I don't imagine the PA guy would. Now coming up, Hawk Tua.
First 5,000 fans get the Hawk Tua 24 hat.
Did Crazy Plane Lady have longer staying power than Hawk Tua? Who had longer 5 minutes?
Oh, I think Plane Lady Tiffany. Because
we know her now.
We know
Tiffany.
Her. Tiffany
on,
Gomez. I think Crazy Plane Lady did because
a lot of people.
She, I thought it was brilliant. I don't know if it was planned or not, but she kept the intrigue of what happened. We were still trying to find out what happened. We didn't know who she was for a month.
Yeah.
And we were still trying to find out what happened.
I don't think she kept the intrigue. She was embarrassed.
I'm for it.
Some type of breakdown.
Keep Haley Welch as relevant as we can for as long as we can.
No.
She is moving women's rights forward, and she needs to continue keeping this prominent.
What are the women's rights she's moving forward?
Hawk Tua.
Yeah. I have a right to Hawk Tua anyway I want to.
So Mets media, you know, they're up in arms about this. They hate this absolutely. This is Sal Licata of WFAN
What's
in
his
New
name?
York. Sal Licata.
Okay.
Did I say it wrong? Did I put an extra?
No. It's just funny for you to say such a, you know, a soprano name.
Sal Licata.
It's like that lineup that one of y'all sent me the other day.
Oh, the
Staten Island.
The Staten Island lineup. I'd like you to get this, if you could, Peyton, and read it.
Good luck.
Maybe you do it, Choppy. I'm holding my Instagram story so it doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I got it.
But go ahead, Pepe.
So this is Salicata of WFAN in New York. He's going off on this when he found out, does a radio show in New York, and he found out that that the Mets were having Hawk Tua girl out there, and he was fed up with the franchise.
The Yankees have Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. Breaking records. Ruth, Mantle, Gehrig, and the Mets have Grimace and now Hawk Tua. Come on, bro. I can't take it. I cannot take it anymore. It's ridiculous. And then you wonder why fans get so ticked off and upset. It's embarrassing. Is it the biggest deal in the world? No, absolutely. Does it mean anything on the field? No. But that's the problem. The product on the field isn't good enough, and you're coming up with these silly gimmicks that are laughing stock. It's a joke, Hawk Tua.
So they're fed up with it.
What an idiot. I thought, don't even read this anymore. I'm not giving them any more time. What a moron. No one gives a crap about the first pitch. And you want to use this to draw a parallel between the Yankees and the Mets and the seriousness of the franchise? Like, that's New York radio right there.
What a joke. What a microcosm. What a microcosm it is.
Idiot.
He doesn't care. He doesn't really care. It was like you see it on his face. It's performative. And that's what is so irritating to me when I hear New York or that stuff I sent you guys yesterday. Boston already asking, like, is Drake May a bust? Like, have we made the wrong decision? It's 113 days in. He's literally not taking the field yet. And you're saying, is he a bust? It's such a character, and that's what I despise. So, I can't stand it.
In 4 days, so like every team does these stupid giveaways or whatever. In 4 days, the Yankees have John Sterling T-shirt night. You complain about that? Like every team.
That's not a joke. That's a legend.
It's not a joke, but
he
it's like.
It became a joke.
It's like, but are you really going to like worry like about what their giveaway is or what their who's throwing out the first pitch? Who cares?
I know.
I will say, you know, he has a little bit of a point. They start out with Grimace. They went on like a 7-8 game win streak. I think it was over the Rangers as well. And, you know, they took Grimace there to the moon. But yeah, no, I understand. Stop giving Haley Welch for her dues here. But it's a payload every Thursday, but now a Friday edition of the payload. We got one more story here, guys. You boomers out there who hate on Gen Z, they're back, baby. They might be on your side just for a little bit here. Gen Z wants to bring back cassette tapes. When was the last time you guys used a cassette tape? I don't think I've ever used one.
It would have been, I haven't like listened to a music on one in a long time, but all of our, when I was coming up in the biz, of our demo tapes were on like cassettes for a little bit, like in like 2000.
2015.
Burner.
2015 was the last time I had to use it.
2015, that's actually late.
I had to pull something off of a cassette tape for work, and we had to dig it out of the archives, and I had to put it in one of the studio cassettes.
Now, Gen Z, they're struggling a little bit. They're going to figure it out, but they don't know how to use it just yet. Okay, so RJ, they might need your guidance here, but they're struggling to use it. But from, you know, flip phones to Y2K fashion, you know, Gen Z, it's a circle of life. They're bringing everything back.
But why?
Right, why? It's not a fashion.
It's got to be a fashion thing, right? Over the ear headphones.
This is when I watched that show I told you to watch. Well, you don't have Netflix, but the memorabilia show. And every time someone's like, "Oh, I have my first Nintendo or my first cell phone selling for $500,000, the first Apple." Someone is going to get rich off of some cassette tapes that they kept.
Like in the 80s,
start with CDs, Gen Z. Go to CDs first before cassettes.
Like you would buy when I was a kid, I would buy vinyl. You would buy like records because they sound like people would say they sounded more authentic. It was like the scratch. Cassette tapes don't sound better than CDs. Buy CDs. Do they sound better than MP3s on like Spotify?
It just depends. Peyton, I'm curious. Do you know since you're so young? Do you know how you would use a pencil to help you with a cassette tape?
Is it the no idea. Try to figure it out, but I have no idea.
Right. Is it how you wind the tape up when it gets pulled out.
There you go. Guys, I got one last thing here. So football season is close. We've had a lot of bad songs out there, you know, from fans. You know, the Padres a couple years ago when they're running the National League Championship Series against the Phillies. And this is a Colts fan who might have by far one of the worst songs to pump up his team. He made this song on Twitter, put it out there. And this is him trying to pump up the Colts before their preseason game against the Broncos.
This is our Colts. This is our team. We bleed blue. This is our Colts. Whether win or lose, we love them for the shoe. Broncos. Let's show them who the real horse is. This is our team. Go Colts!
I love the ending there. Love the ending. Go Colts, baby.
You guys are music guys. How do you evaluate, grade it?
It was awful.
I think he sounds...
AI is better.
I think he sounds like an off-key Stephen Jenkins.
I don't know who Stephen Jenkins
Third
is.
Third Eye Blind.
Oh, okay. No, I none of it rhymes. Like, he's clearly going for the, it's going to be so bad, it's good angle, but it's just terrible.
Well done, Pepe. Even our power failure cannot stop the payload every single week here on Sean and RJ. Bobby, with everything you need to watch for tomorrow night, Cowboys-Raiders preseason game number 2, what you should be rooting for and who you need to be watching next on the Home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.